Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. We are live in the studio, John.
Bom dia.
Bom dia. Obrigado. Botard. Muto vento.
Muto vento.
That's all I've got.
What was that? What was muto vento?
Very windy, John.
Very windy.
Very windy.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
What's the windiest football match you've ever been to, John? I once stood up wind of Jules Nixon.
Oh, did you?
I thought the National League South was a windy old... season.
Nice, a really open one somewhere.
Didn't we play in...
Concord Rangers? Is that windy?
Yeah. The wind. Do you like the wind, John? I like the wind.
Do I like the wind?
I'm here for the wind.
This is the most ridiculous question you've ever asked.
Why? We've all experienced wind.
Yeah.
Common experience, John, is important in life. Do you like the wind?
Not really, no.
Why not? Now you have to extrapolate on why you don't like the wind.
I just can't go, no. I just don't, all right?
Yes, Ant. He's gone, and that's it. And that was the end. Imagine if that was what broke John.
That was the fallout.
That was it, and that was the end of the National
Never
Obsession.
Never spoke ever again.
Well, he asked me, looking back on it in a few years' time, why did it all... Well, he asked me if I like wind.
What's talking about wind? I can't fucking be bothered.
Really furious.
For fuck's sake.
Wind, I mean, who cares? The National League Football Podcast.
We need to talk about Dorking and Maidstone.
I don't want to talk about wind.
Jesus.
I like it when it's windy, John, at a football match and the keeper kicks it out and it goes back to him.
Yeah.
What's the windiest place you've ever been, John?
I think it was... It's going to make me... Because I've been bloody travelling, this is what it's going to sound like.
It was Fiji
is
or somewhere.
It's actually in New Zealand.
Was it,
It was
John?
Actually in New Zealand.
Was it?
Akaroa.
All right.
Yeah. Went to see some penguins.
Akaroa.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Penguins in the wild. Isn't that a song?
Penguins in the wild.
In the wild.
And were you? And why was it so windy?
It was very open. Next stop, Antarctica.
Ooh. Have you ever been able to been running, walking, John, or running? You can't move forwards. It's so windy.
Yeah.
No, this isn't. You need bad enough. People want banter.
Have you taken us down a windy cul-de-sac?
Why not? A windy cul-de-sac. Imagine that. You'd have no escape. There'd be no escape. You'd be fighting against the wind. You'd have to go into someone's house. The National League, John. It's the National League. I've had a holiday.
I might edit all that out.
Don't edit all that out, John. It's muto vento.
Muto vento.
I had a lovely holiday. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
If you'd like to find out how I lost my sunglasses, I was going to talk about it on this podcast, but I'm saving it up as a piece of stand-up comedy.
Piece of art.
So if you want to come and see that in work in progress in October, I'm in London, and then I'll be doing a tour of... countryside next year, but do come and see it. It's going to be a funny story. If you see me at a game, just ask me. I'll tell you how I lost my sunglasses.
But also, still book a ticket.
Also, do book a ticket. But we were at Maidstone. Some saying a slightly disappointing episode after two absolute bangers, John.
have a banger every week.
We took down the Red Arrows one week. Took them down
already so far.
You wait tomorrow.
Only a month in.
Tomorrow, John, there'll be loads of talk of wind. There'll be no more wind.
Truss pledges to end wind.
Yeah,
end. The headline.
Well, she'll be pulling down. What sort of thing is she'll do is pull down wind turbines.
Yeah,
we're getting rid of wind turbines.
Truss, I will end wind.
Wind it in, wind. And it was I listened to it, and it was fine, wasn't it? We both were giving it, just, it a good go.
Yeah, we had a go.
And I was going to do some stuff from the match, but it was just too disappointing, the game.
It was quite disappointing.
Maidstone, that pitch stinks of trainers. I do need to tell you this, actually. I did try and get the chant going, Trago Mills, Trago Mills, Trago Mills.
Yes.
I think it's a good chant.
Did it take off?
Trago, you've never been to Trago. Some people around, some nice people around me. We got about 10 of us.
Yeah.
Got it going. But it didn't carry on. But I am going to persist. Because I think that is
drift across the ground. I didn't hear it at the other end in
the
gantry.
Imagine the day you do, though, John.
Yeah.
When you're on air.
What's that?
When you're on air with whoever it is you're commentating with, and you hear just in the background, Trago Mills, Trago Mills, Trago Mills. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Actually, do you want to do a quick bit of admin?
Yeah, well,
while we're
always,
here, because we're speaking of commentary.
Yeah.
Luke Hunter, I have to thank for sending me this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Luke.
Thanks, Luke. On the ice.
Now, big feature so far this season.
It's been wind.
A lot of Ray and Dave.
A lot of Ray and Dave. We love Ray and Dave, of course.
Now, we made the point the other week that Dave's catchphrase.
Of course, yes.
Just,
yes.
I'm just off to write up my report for the Torbay Weekly.
Yes.
Sounds like another way of saying he's going to use the loo. Well,
yes. I hope people are saying it.
Luke was listening to the Woking game.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to BBC Radio Devon for this audio. And do you think Dave may
listens
well have been listening to the podcast?
Oh, no.
Because listen to this. At the end, this is 2 minutes to go, whatever.
I'm disappointed.
The player
for Dunellan.
Plays Sean Donovan.
I'm going to hand over to, for you to complete whilst I hit the keyboard, Alan.
Oh, whilst I hit the keyboard.
I'll tell you what, he's moved it up. He's jazzed it up.
Gone to a jazz club. Going to hit the
on the keyboard.
On the keys.
Dave Thomas. Tall and tan and young and lovely.
Yeah, off to hit the keyboard.
Oh,
new phrase.
Maybe he listens. Dave, if you listen, it's all meant with love.
You can hear him sort of catch himself, can't he? He's going to say, just got to go off and write my port, and he goes, going to go and hit the keyboards.
If you want to be Torbay Foff, Dave, you are very, very welcome. We'll give you your own Foff number and everything. Dave, if you listen, let us know. We'd love you on as a guest.
Netflix Foff.
Yeah, we can't give you the sort of money Netflix gave you. We don't know what how much that was to be.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Still spending it. If you do listen. Very niche so far, John.
Yeah, a bit niche.
We've got loads of new fans and listeners, and so far it's just all been okay.
Okay.
Oh, and the ball goes out of play. Hey, you played cricket this weekend.
I did.
Now, I played cricket this year, haven't I, John?
I've played
4 or 5 times. Told you of my exploits. Top score 29.
Mm-hmm.
Not out.
Yeah.
We'll just say that.
Star, asterisk.
And a 20.
Decent. As well.
Pretty good, John. You played Sunday, didn't you, John?
The first time in, I think, 14 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. And
played
what
a couple of games last season.
What did you score?
First game this season. 0.
Oh, a naught.
Six ball duck.
6 balls.
Did you
swipe at any, John?
I got promoted up the order at the last minute from 5, which is where that's my...
Yeah, sweet spot.
I like coming in there. To 3.
Yeah.
And our opener was out in the first over. So I'm essentially opening the batting.
Yeah.
And that's not me. I like to score quickly.
Had you in talking a big game, John?
No, absolutely not.
When they said
not.
To you, what'd you do, mate? Group of strangers, basically, dressed in white.
Yeah.
Got nothing else to do with their day, so having turn up and play cricket.
Yeah.
Basically, you turn up, I think, and they go, what'd you do, mate? Battle bowl.
Yeah, I'd never played for these guys before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do, mate? Battle bowl.
Well, my mate who asked me to play, I think, had said I told him I'm... A bat.
Oh,
really?
Top level batsman. Okay.
Wicket keeper batsman. The problem is,
you sound good by saying that, John.
You sound good. He also keeps wicket. So he literally said to me before, "You're only in for your batting.
You're in for your batting."
So,
so you basically had a Sunday where you were out after 6 balls.
6 balls,
and
then
just stood in a field.
What I did was I made up for it with sledging. I got really, really involved.
Okay. Did you win the game?
We did.
Oh, there we are. That's all right then.
We set them 200 to win, bowled them out for 75.
Very good.
I didn't take a wicket, but I'm claiming a wicket for a few of my carefully selected little phrases got in their heads.
Oh, I don't think that's very nice at that sort of level.
It's a Sunday friendly.
You have to just keep it to yourself.
It was all good natured.
And then when they said, are you going to stick around for a pint? I've got to go and write my column for the Torbay Weekly.
I've just got to go and write my report.
It gets you out of any situation.
It does, yeah.
You can use it for any situation.
It's in Highgate. Torb, what?
It gets you. You ever need to get out of it? You need to get out of a tricky situation. If you need to get out of any tricky situation, just got to go and write my column for the Torbay Weekly.
So what? You're about to, you've come around a corner, pitch black.
Yeah.
Two blokes there about to mug you.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. I've just got to go and write my column for the Torbay Weekly. You're away.
Walk on.
Beautiful, John. What should we? What's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out. On this week's edition of the National Obsession, what have we got for you? Well, I think we're going to pop into the headmaster's office. He's wanting to have a word with a few Wrexham players.
Report of some bullying, isn't it?
School bullies.
Yes, sure.
Not impressed with their behaviour so far this term.
Okay.
I think he's...
find out about that.
Going to lay down the law to a few Wrexham players.
You're going to go for a coffee in Chesterfield, aren't you, John?
Popping for a coffee in Chesterfield briefly, yeah, I believe.
It also sounds like euphemism.
I'm seriously popping for a coffee in Chesterfield.
I'm desperate to pop for a coffee in Chesterfield.
And there's something else. Oh, I think we're going to dip down into the National League North.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Going
we're going to do that.
See that.
And we've got a trailer for a new film as
new
well.
New film out, is there?
It's all there.
Good. And some news.
Some news, yeah.
Any letters, all John? All the other stuff, people. Good stuff.
You know what's in it.
Come on then, let's do a little roundup of last week's results. We sound a bit brighter than usual. There is a reason for that, which we'll find out in a minute. Go on then, John.
Yes, well, let's go back to Saturday first. Aldershot 3, Barnet 1.
Ooh, a shock result, John.
Yeah, Barnet, disappointing result for them. Aldershot finally putting in a good performance this season.
Before we play them Saturday, excellent.
Just right in time. Barnet have got Dominic Raven playing for them. Ooh. So obviously when he leaves, that's when the club really...
He's off to Tower Hamlets.
Yeah,
that's all I had.
I couldn't think of any other
towers.
That was
what you were looking for, you see.
I had a think before, I couldn't think of any. Towers.
That's all I've got.
Anybody?
Yep, lovely.
Bromley 2, Eastleigh 1.
Ooh, Bromley on their cheaty old pitch there.
Yeah, I've started the season very,
cheating
very
away.
Well. Eastleigh just very so-so, as Eastleigh are. Eastleigh have got Corey Panter playing for them. I couldn't really think of anything.
Lovely.
It just seemed like an amusing name. Basically that, isn't it?
It runs out
of... Corey, he's really breathing out of his arse.
Yeah. Corey. That's it, isn't it? Good boy. Good boy.
Can I go?
Chase the ball.
What means he keeps going and picking the ball up in his mouth and running off with it. Corey!
Oh, Jesus! If that's what we should say.
Fenton. Oh, Christ, Corey! Stick that on the fucking
list. Get the idea of that. Get the idea.
That's going on there.
Okay.
Dagenham and Redbridge 0, Notts County 5.
Is it me or are they having a bad start, Dagenham and
not
Redbridge?
Not great.
Where are they in the league, John?
Not so great.
Have a little look at Dagenham and Redbridge here.
15th. Just one 15th. Position above,
oh, above us. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Macaulay Langstar for the a hat-trick
tell
in
you
that
what,
one.
Let's just talk about him.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Proper, John.
Proper.
Why is no one else coming from... League One and Two managers must be blind if they've not gone for him.
Yeah.
Really good signing for Notts County. Well done, them.
So, yeah, smashing it there. Dorking 0, Wrexham 5.
Oh, dear, we'll hear about that later
on.
We'll
hear about that very very shortly. But, yeah, can't deny it. Good performance. Have you watched any of the documentary yet?
Not a thing of it, John, because everyone who watches it seems to really then like Wrexham, and I don't want to like Wrexham too much.
Yeah, do seem like really nice.
You know what I mean?
People.
So I just think, well, I don't want to watch something that makes me sort of...
I know, quite sympathetic.
Like, I really like Wrexham now. They're my second team. I don't want to be that person.
Gateshead 4, Maidstone 1.
How did we lose to Maidstone? They were so shit.
They really were.
They were so bad,
Crapola.
John.
Should have been 3 or 4 up at half.
They were like a
useless.
Dreadful team.
Yeah, not great. I still don't think they'll do well this year. But Gateshead going along quite nicely. So, yeah, 4-1 win. But then Maidenhead 1, Halifax 1.
Yeah, lovely. Has anyone sent the sum yet?
Oh, no, I don't think so, no.
I'm going to work it out because I reckon I've been thinking about it and it does work. York, we did the sum the other day in the last episode and we worked out that York would beat them.
And they did.
And they did. So, so who have they got Saturday? Let's try and predict. The only predictions I'm going to do all season are Maidenhead predictions. And I'm going to see if I can use this as a...
They've got
Wrexham away.
Oh, dear.
See, this is the sort of game that they will win.
This is true, isn't it? Yes.
This is a really good... This is a really good test.
So it's sort of league position.
They will win or draw.
Money spent.
Yeah. In expectation.
Yeah.
So it's LP plus MS
yeah.
plus E,
equals
result, equals R.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
There you go. Lintott didn't need you.
Lintott didn't need you. Thanks worked a lot, Chris Lintott, on the ice to you. So this is the... I'm going to say Maidenhead get a result Saturday, either a draw or a win.
Okay.
Because that's how they do it. This is how we do it. Alan Devonshire singing that's what we need.
Alden...
Oh, and I see Maidenhead signed Ashley... What was his name? We had for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yes, Ashley Nathaniel George.
Ashley Nathaniel George.
Yeah,
so.
He's gone there.
So he'll score against
he'll
us.
He'll score.
Yeah.
Oldham 0, Chesterfield 2.
Bad start for Oldham.
Yeah, not doing so well. Scunthorpe 0, Borehamwood 2.
Oh, Scunthorpe.
So yeah, they sacked. Man. Keith Hill was the first manager to go in the National League.
Was he?
He went before this game and, yeah,
it's all downhill.
Downhill. They could do a double drop quite easily, I think, Scunthorpe.
Keith downhill.
But then again... Southend were in this sort of position, weren't they,
yeah,
at the beginning of last season? And they pulled it round.
They're a big team, aren't they? They'll spend some money. They'll be all right. But it'd be great fun if they're not.
Billy Dismal. Sally Holmore's 5, Altrincham 1. What the hell is going
that
on?
That is a result,
Holmore's?
Isn't it? Who scored their goals, John? Who
Kelly, were? Maycock, Reed.
Reed, hat-trick for Reed.
Reed, hat-trick, yeah.
Alex Reed.
Yeah.
Very good, isn't it?
Poor
Very
Altrincham Jean. I hope she didn't go to that. Southend 1, Torquay 2.
Oh, yeah, boys.
Get in.
Come on now. I mean, really terrible goals.
Terrible goals, and one of the misses of all time. Not because it was easy,
he did all the work
himself.
He did
all the hard work. Corey Andrews.
Come on, Corey.
Just a hilarious miss, really.
Corey Andrews. Corey Andrews. I've got to learn Coronation Street, see if I can take it into the ground. Draco Mills.
So, yeah, good win for Torquay, what we needed. And Yeovil 0, York 1, which was completely overshadowed by some horrific racism directed at Lionel John Lewis, the York City striker.
Just don't go to football. You're not welcome. There is no place for it. I mean, they won't be listening to this, John. They would absolutely hate this podcast, which is good. We don't want those people there. Yeah, dreadful. And imagine then putting it on your socials. I mean, I can imagine that person's for the high jump.
Yeah. Oh, it's just.
Yeah. York doing well, John. Where are York?
York are 9th.
Yeah, doing well, you see.
Yeah. So you've got Chesterfield top, Wrexham, Notts County, Solihull, Borehamwood, Wealdstone and Barnet. Make up the playoffs, and then you've got Aldershot, Halifax, Altrincham and Scunthorpe in the relegation
zone. As we know, it all means absolutely nothing, John, because the clocks are... We are still in British summertime.
No, not yet.
This is all pre-season. Middle of October, isn't it? Why don't we find out? It's always good to find out.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Daylight saving hours is the end of October.
There you go.
End of October. 30th of October. Doesn't start for ages, the league. There we are. Is that all the news, John?
That's it.
That's the news. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Gonna a little sidestep, isn't it, John? We're going to do some plays for today. The Natobs players. We often bring them in.
We've had them before, haven't they? But not for a while.
They come in now and again.
Do
some impros for us. Yeah. A series of short plays. Just a few things that we think people will like.
Just things they're working on at the moment.
Just ideas they've had that they can't find another platform for.
From the Natobs Playhouse.
We bring you a selection of three plays, John. One is the Chesterfield Coffee House. One is the Wrexham Headmaster's Office. And one is a film trailer. Hiya, love. Yeah, all right. Welcome to Chesterfield Coffee. What can I get for you?
I'd just like a coffee, please.
Any sort of coffee. We do all the coffees.
A latte.
A latte. A latte, of course. Love that, absolutely. Would that with skimmed or semi-skimmed?
A soya, if that's all right.
I've got some soya.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
a bit of soya,
absolutely.
Thank you.
We've got everything, actually.
Yeah.
That's one of the things people like about us. We've got everything you want, everything we need to succeed, and it's really going well, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, nice. How's business?
Very, very good. Very, very busy. Very, very busy. And sorry, I just punched you in the eye. So sorry.
That really hurt.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't know how that's happened. I'll still make you the coffee, though.
We can probably get through this.
Yeah,
I think.
Sure. So, yeah. I'm really sorry about that. That seemed.
Oh, no, it's all right.
As you can imagine, that was an accident. So
I tell you what, I'll have a flapjack then as well, please.
I'll have a flapjack. Yeah, you want a flapjack? You fucking cunt. You absolute fucking prick. Fucking rip your fucking eyes out. I'm so sorry.
It's such a promising start now. You've just blown it.
We've been going so well as well. I'm doing you your soy latte.
Just do that.
It's going really well.
Yeah,
and the flapjack.
And go,
I'm
thanks.
Sorry about punching you in the face. That won't happen again. I'm sorry about saying I ripped your eyes out, you Okay.
If you just give me that
I don't really
and I'll
know.
Go. Yeah,
also,
thanks.
I'm sorry I don't really know what a Chesterfield accent is. So I'm terribly sorry about that.
Can I just have my coffee and flapjack?
I'll fucking cut you, you prick! I've stabbed you. I'm so sorry I've stabbed you. We're going to have to shut the shop. We're going to have to shut the shop.
Shot yourself in the foot.
Right. Mullin, Palmer, come in. Shut the door, boys. Right. Spect, you know why you're here.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's all very well being sorry, but you still did it, didn't you? You still beat Dorking 5-0.
Yes, we did, sir.
You've been told about bullying before. A pair of bullies. We know you've got all the money in the world. We know that. And the best owners. We know that. There's no need to beat little... Dorking are year one. You've been here a long time, Wrexham. You've been here 14... You're in year 14. Dorking are in year one. They're a tiny little team. And you've gone into them and beaten them 5-0. Should be ashamed of yourselves. What have you got to say?
It was Robin Ryan, sir.
Robin Ryan? Who is this Robin Ryan you keep blaming? Should we know about them?
He said they give me some more money.
More money? There's more to life than money, boys.
I'm sorry, sir.
Right. Stop with the bullying. And if you can give Maidenhead something this weekend, then I might look and then give... I might... Yes. What did the teacher say? If you can give Maidenhead something this weekend... then I might be able to turn a blind eye. Right, off you go.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the Vanarama. From the producers of Tamplin.
Pick my son, you c***t.
We bring you the great Mark White. You're gonna need a bigger hat.
This Vanarama is safe. The Vanarama is safe. We can all go back into the Vanarama. Everybody go back to the Vanarama.
We can't defend for shit. And at the moment, if we fail in a barrel full of fucking tits, we come up sucking our thumb. That's the bottom line.
From the makers of Tamplin, we bring you the great Mark White.
There we are, the Natob's players, John.
A bright future.
A bright future for them.
A little, what do they call it? I don't know what
it's called. A vignette.
A vignette, not the word I was looking for. What do they call the, the Roald Dahl Tales from the Unexpected?
Anthology. Oh, yes.
An anthology series.
Yes. Lovely,
that's
lovely.
It. That's what I was searching for desperately.
I wonder if we'll hear any more of them.
Yeah, you never know.
This year, you never know. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. This is the National Obsession, National League podcast, John.
Yes.
But not just the National League, is it?
Mm-hmm.
National
cover League all
North,
the levels.
National League South, we say those words sometimes as well.
Yeah.
And I think we were looking at the National League South and North, which teams were in which, and we saw that Taunton, we think, are in the wrong league.
Yeah.
Because from Torquay, Taunton's very far north.
Miles
north, isn't it?
Ages.
It's miles north. So let's go to Taunton FC and see how northern they are. Hey up, lad.
Hey up, down here at Taunton.
Hey up. Hey. How'd you get on at Biddeford in pre-season friendly?
Well, we went... Biddeford's even further north than Taunton, believe?
Oh, aye, up Biddeford. Sean Joyce.
I know, we went up Sean Joyce. Said, all right, Sean. Lad. All right, Joycey, lad.
I'm getting berries super fast to the West Country.
I don't know anything in Taunton. Has anyone ever actually been to Taunton?
I think so,
couldn't name one thing in Taunton.
It's got cricket ground, which basically means
course.
It's in...
It's Yorkshire.
Like, it's part of Yorkshire, isn't it?
It's, isn't it?
And
Taunton.
So if you come down Taunton on weekend, everyone wearing flat caps, bring your whippet for free. We can do that. Have a brew at half time. Because we're in... North.
I just like
it down at Taunton this weekend. We had a few more local derbies, you know.
Oh, aye.
Like Guiseley.
Guiseley v Taunton.
And,
Round Corner. Gateshead.
Gateshead. Scarborough. I think they've gone bust, actually. That's not
no,
point.
No, AFC Scarborough. They're a Phoenix Club.
Phoenix Club.
There we are. That's Taunton in North. National League North. Get them in North. It's very far north.
We just... We want to be further north here at Taunton.
A lovely piece of music.
Lovely, isn't it?
What's it called? Is it the...
It's a New World Symphony? Dvorak.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dvorak. Lucky Jack.
Just for Jack, yeah. Not for anyone else.
This is us. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John. Yes. What was your middle name again? John.
You know this.
It's like John Fire or something, isn't it?
You know this.
It's like John Pizzazz. Is it Pizzazz?
Hi, guys. John Pizzazz here.
John Pizzazz Cadogan. What is it?
Raphael.
Raphael. Oh, John, change it, man. Change it. Raphael. Rafa Cadogan.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant change my middle name.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
name.
Rafa.
Wow.
Raf.
Raf Cadogan's coming in.
I just think it sounds great. Do you want a new contributor?
Yes. Oh, lovely. Yes, please. On the ice to you, new contributor.
Neil Barley.
Neil.
Oats and beans and Neil Barley.
Lovely
grow.
Stuff. Very nice.
The Neil Barley corn?
Barley water is what
barley
I'd go
water.
For. Robinson's.
Robinson's barley water.
Lemon.
Right,
lemon.
Right, lemon.
Lemon barley.
You've already got a nickname, Neil.
Lemon. Lemon. Oh, you got one. Got the River Lemon Bar. No.
Neil says,
yes.
Whilst on holiday a few years ago in Torquay,
show off.
I came across a coffee shop near the front that had photos of Noel Edmonds, Dick and Dom, etc. on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll know which one that is.
Nope.
Have you two been added yet? And if you could have a wall of celebrities, who would you want?
I expect that coffee shop is shut down and been, if I know Torquay at the moment, probably burnt.
Like that yacht.
Has some heroin addicts living in it.
I don't know that, I'm afraid.
I don't know. No, wow. Anybody, let us know. The coffee shop on the seafront.
You must mean the harbour side.
Must mean the nice harbour side, yeah, near Route 66. Used to be the club, nightclub around there. I don't know. Wowee. It sounds great,
though. Anybody know this? We'll throw
let
this
us
open.
Know it. And who does Lemon support?
Neil Barley, the subject line for it was letter from Norfolk. Ipswich fan, though.
Oh,
that's what it says.
That's fine. Well,
he maybe
welcome.
Knows Lynn King.
I bet he's a secret Kings Lynn fan, aren't you? Lemon, that's what you are.
Lemon.
Friends with Kings Lynn. Lynn King. Can't even say her name anymore.
It's like, what's his name? Paul 19.
Paul Hardcastle.
Paul Hardcastle.
Lynn King.
The average age of
the average name.
Kings Lynn fan.
Anyone in Kings Lynn.
99.
It's Lynn King. Lovely. Don't know who that is. If anyone can let Lemon know that would be marvellous. That's the first letter for you as well, Barley. So do keep writing
you're
in. You could end up with a FOF number, Ipswich FOF.
Now, how about this for
okay.
a stroke of luck?
All right.
Andy Wells, the reducer from the other week.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Gets in touch. Subject line.
I notice we haven't done Pemberton since he said it, John. Wow.
Address your complaints
really
to Andy Wells. If that's,
really
if
put you,
want
you
it,
off.
You've got Andy to thank for that.
The reducer.
How about this for a stroke of luck? Andy says, time for Lynn King, surely.
Well,
he says, I'll tell you who's going like a train on fire. Kings Lynn Town. Have you had a look? Gold on Matteo and Jordan Ponticelli, formerly Wrexham, are forming a partnership to ponder. I know the Vanarama North, but I think it's time that we heard from Lynn King.
Andy, you seem
to be... You like Lynn King and you don't like John Pemberton.
We only did Lynn
Andy,
King.
You I mean,
it was a good idea, Lynn King.
Andy,
he's never... Andy needs to... do a sort of plus one podcast of all the stuff that wasn't on this week. Maybe that's Andy's the
for the Patreon. You know, he's telling you what he wants in your Patreon, John.
Yeah.
When you set up that Patreon and people start paying you to do it, they'll be wanting Pemberton. He doesn't want Pemberton in it.
I think we did linking once in defense.
We did linking once correctly.
Yeah.
And then every other time it was just, I can't remember the voice, John.
Anyway, he says, I thought one would be interested to know, amongst other things, if Lynn's aware that Ponticelli, their striker, in Italian means little bridges.
Ah, lovely. Well, he wasn't bad for Wrexham, was he, Ponticelli?
He was okay. So
they've got gold on...
Gold.
And Jordan Ponticelli. That's a good forward line for the...
For the NLN.
NLN. They're winning, are they, the NLN?
Yeah, they're on Fuego, I believe, yeah. Along with Daunton Down.
I like his style. I like his style, the reducer's style. He comes in, he says what he thinks, he's honest, we have to take it, suck it up, and he moves on. And that's two letters from him.
Two letters.
He's one away from reducer Foff.
And finally, not a letter, but a tweet.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
This time. Comes from John Greenwood. John Greenwood 2, I believe, the Halifax Town. This is John Greenwood 1. Sorry, Foff 18, John Greenwood
lovely.
1 on Twitter. It says, I just saw a picture of this and was curious if the Not a Talkie podcast would be able to provide some ideas of what the game may include. Perhaps the pieces to move on the board are a hearse, a goal, and a mini Ray and Dave. And he attaches a picture of Monopoly, South Devon and Tall Bay Edition.
Oh, I'd love that. Is it brand new, John? Has he bought it from a charity shop, or is that coffee shop in it all the people at pictures of Noel Edmonds?
It says 2022 on the front.
Oh, I'm going to get one of those. I like the sound of that.
Supporting Rowcroft Hospice.
Oh, definitely going to get one. What a good thing that is. Wonder what's on it, John.
Tall Bay Edition. Monopoly.
Tynmouth Pier. Think that's on there. Newton Abbot Station. Torquay Station. Exeter St David's. Which is the posh bit, do you think? Millionaire's Row, Thatcher's Rock?
Yeah, is that bit just above Thatcher's Rock. What's that road called?
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, it'll be on
there.
Marine Drive.
Yes, Ilsham Marine Drive.
Ilsham Marine Drive, that'll be Mayfair, won't it? What'll be the old Kent Road, John, do you think?
Oh, here you go, I've got the board.
Oh, lovely, come on then.
Unfortunately, the quality is appalling, I can't read it.
Come on now.
Kent's Cabin.
Is that are you just reading one of our iTunes reviews?
Okay, the brown ones, which is that's like Old Kent Road and all that shit, isn't it? International Agatha Christie Festival.
Oh, that's a shame.
And Kent's Cavern. Don't think they'll be happy with that.
Old Kent's Cavern Road.
The sort of Mayfair Park Lane.
Yeah.
Is Thurlston Hotel and Powderham Castle.
They paid for that.
Powderham Castle.
It's not in Torbay.
I can't read this bloody thing.
No, I'm not buying it, John. Yeah. I'll give some money to Rowcroft Hospice, obviously, but I'm not interested if Powderham Castle's not in Torbay, is it? Is it South Devon and Torbay? What's the rule?
Yeah,
what's
South Devon and Torbay.
Okay, all right, okay.
The green ones, so that's like Oxford Street, isn't it? And something else. Brixham Fish Market.
Oh, nice. Mark Loram's on that one.
The Grand Hotel. Dartington Trust.
Oh, nice.
Yellows.
Torquay United.
Pennywell Farm.
Torquay United.
Woodlands.
Torquay United.
Torquay United.
Yes, get in. Yellow Army.
A bit of thought's gone
Yellow
into that.
Yellow Army. Lovely bit of thought. Well done.
South West Water's on there, of course, as a utility.
Yeah, lovely.
Goodrington train station.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Gollicombe Farm is red.
All right, I don't know what that is.
I can't read that.
This bit's basically not being able to read something.
I can't read any
Becky
of those.
Falls. Becky Falls,
yes,
that'll
Becky
be.
Becky Falls, that's it.
Becky Falls.
And then Lucky something Becky. Or other falls there. Something
Canateen Falls.
Canateen Falls.
Yeah, I'm good at this, John.
Yeah. Orange, Paynton Zoo, Newton Abbott Racecourse.
Yes.
Babbican Model Village.
Ooh, jury's out on the Model Village.
Churston Train Station.
Oh.
Pink's, Visit South Devon. That's not a place.
Oh, come on.
Tor Abbey, Princess Theatre, Trego Mills.
Get in. There we are, lovely.
In Jail, Chris Zabrowski. No. light
he
blue.
He did go to jail, Don, so you are jail. Allowed I'm to fine. Say that.
Light blue, Blackpool Sands, Torbay Weekly. They pay for that.
They pay, you reckon?
Stuart Line Cruises.
Paid for that.
Don't know what that is.
Trike Tours.
Paynton Train Trike Station. Tours. And Rowcroft House. That's
any,
it.
Any Trike Tours?
No Trike Tours.
There we are. I mean, I'm not going to say what I was about to say because everyone will hate it. So I'll tell you it when we finish the podcast. That's very good though, John.
I also just realised they're all just listed there. I could have done that a lot quicker.
Just read it out loud. Perhaps we'll get one and we'll try and play it. We'll have a live. That'd be a lovely Christmas special, John. Us playing Torbay Monopoly.
We'll do that. Have a massive fallout.
Or we do a whole Ray and Dave playing. Okay. You're on.
Do not pass go.
In jail, of course.
Collect £200. don't take a community chest there, Dave.
Dave, you've won a beauty contest. Won a beauty contest, of course. Collect £10 from each player.
I'll be the banker then, right?
Okay, of course.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
You'll be the top hat, of course, there, Dave.
Little dog.
I'll be the...
A dog barking.
A dog barking there.
Right, we can't just sit and be random. It's the end of the podcast.
We're done.
That's it, lovely. How do people send us letters, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Get on.
Perfect, get on, do that. Find us on Twitter, NatObsPod. Leave us a 5-star review and some nice words on iTunes. That would be helpful.
Yes.
And tell a friend. Tell at least one friend.
Tell
That'd be
one
marvellous.
Of your friends.
That's very kind of you. Very good. Lovely, John.
That's it.
Smashing, on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.